Hey there, Falcons fans. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. You've seen the top 10 plays of 2016. If you haven't, go to AtlantaFalcons.com and check out the top 10 plays for our Falcons. Now we're going to get into the top 10 performances of 2016. Let's jump right in, and our man, voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham, has number 10.
We'll dump it here to Gabriel. He'll make a move 30, 25, 20. Taylor Gabriel, 10, 5, touchdown!
Ryan in the gun. Shoots it to Gabriel. Another play in the backfield. Look at Taylor Gabriel. Oh, my goodness. Another one. End zone. Touchdown. Taylor Gabriel has exploded on screen passes today. And that one goes 25 yards to the house.
And coming in at number 9, we call this a game of first versus, guess what, our division rival, the Carolina Panthers. How about Mr. Joshua Perkins getting his first career touchdown in between two defenders versus Carolina Panthers? And we got Brian Poole, another rookie, comes in to get a big interception versus Cam Newton in this game. What a nice job by him. He played great this year. And next, Mr. DJ T. Olivea getting his first career touchdown in this particular game, and then giving love to his family up in the crowd. And then Mr. Jalen Collins in his second year getting his big first-time interception. Game of first versus the Carolina Panthers. A lot of guys making a lot of great plays in this, and that comes in at number 9 for Atlanta Falcons. Coming in at number 8, Mr. Devontae Quick Six Freeman, as he's known around here at the branch. What a big game he had here. 139 yards and 3 touchdowns versus the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of guys said he ran like a defensive guy because he runs hard, he runs physical, he's relentless. And he comes to work every single day, every single game. This is a great job by Devontae Freeman all season long, playing hard, playing tough, and being one of the dependable guys here for the Atlanta Falcons. Devontae Freeman, what a spectacular game he had versus San Francisco 49ers. Coming in at number 7, how about the output Mr. Julio Jones put together in Super Bowl 51? Being double covered, being triple covered, coming down with big plays in this game, 4 big-time catches for 87 yards in his ball game. Plenty of toe tapping. When they know Julio's going to get the football, he still finds a way. Look at that grab. 2 feet in, great body control, and you can't forget about this toe tap over here. People not thinking he got both feet in. He got both feet in with no problem. Julio Jones coming in at number 7. At number 6, my man Vic Beasley. What a year he had. What a game he had versus the LA Rams. 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and a touchdown against the L.A. Rams. I think Vic Beasley is a household name now. Led the league in sacks with 15 and a half. Look at the strength here. He has the strength, he has the power, he has the speed. He did it all year long. He is a legitimate pass rusher here for the Atlanta Falcons. Only in his second season, Vic Beasley coming in at number 6. At number 5, Julio Jones comes in with a performance that, a lot of people didn't see it coming, but knew it could happen. 9 catches, 180 yards, and 2 touchdowns against Green Bay in the NFC Championship ball game. Toe tapping on the sideline, doing what Julio Jet Jones has done all season long, and really all career long. Run away from guys, big, strong, physical player. Julio Jones, what a big performance there in the NFC Championship game. Coming in at number 4, Vic Beasley making another appearance. Just talked about what he did versus the L.A. Rams. How about another team on the West, the Denver Broncos? 7 tackles, 3.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles versus the Denver Broncos. Vic Beasley doing it week in, week out, showing just why he is one of the better defensive players in the National Football League. Vic Beasley, what a great year he had. Coming in at number 3, Mr. Grady Jarrett from Clemson University. What about the performance he had in the Super Bowl? 4 tackles, 3 sacks, 4 QB hurries alone. This guy has shown exactly why he is one of the premier inside players at the defensive tackle position. Moved down and played nose this year, but did a good job of getting rushed all season long. Grady Jarrett getting it done in the Super Bowl, making his presence known early and often. Number 2, Julio Jones. You talk about the performance he had all year long, putting up major numbers, but in this ball game, how about 300 yards receiving and another touchdown? Nobody could guard him. Nobody could see him. Nobody understood how to guard against what Julio Jones brought to this particular game. Nice job, Julio Jones, on this big performance. 300 yards in the air was just dynamic. Hard to stop. Matt Ryan putting it right in where it needs to go. Julio Jones on his big poster, and also our man, voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. Tell us about this last play.
Play fake. First down rip. Jones, middle of the field. Julio, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Julio Jones.
Coming in at number one. Of course, it had to be the guy throwing Julio the football. Matt Ryan, what a performance he put together. 503 yards, four touchdowns, spreading it around to everybody. Obviously, Julio was a big part of that. But 500 yards, four touchdowns. Matt Ryan, he got it done this particular day and was deadly all season long. You love what Matt Ryan did. You love his performance. But 503 yards, four touchdowns, one of the other better performances in the National Football League. I want to thank you guys for joining us. We've seen the top 10 plays. Now you've seen the top 10 performances. Coming up, we got the top five moments of 2016.